I'm guessing the headline today, when I'm looking around, the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow, the headline everywhere was this slip, which is what they're trying to say. This slip by Kamala Emoji Harris about... I'll let you listen to it for yourself. We have the audio here where Kamala supposedly lets the mask slip on the real running of the Democratic ticket. A Harris administration with Joe Biden. Yeah, well, I've told you this. Everybody's been telling you this, that, of course, my prediction that Joe would get COVID-19 in August, well, I might be, he still might get it before the first debate, folks. Right? He is looking older and sicklier every time he goes to the podium. Every time he goes, it's getting worse. And so when people say that she said the quiet part out loud, that is the official phrase. Oh, well, she said the quiet part out loud, as if we already didn't know that. I don't think there's anybody that knows, or that, well, your average Joe population probably doesn't think this, but anybody on the right or the left knew whoever the vice president was going to be, or at least the nominee on the Democratic side, would potentially be the president at some point, right? Either on the ticket for some reason, if Joe had to leave, or within six, at most 12 months into a Joe Biden administration, he would step down. He would step down for whatever reasons, and then whoever the vice president is would take that position. But of course, we know for a fact that she's been waiting for that. That she is ready to take over. And this goes along with, and I just found this one as well, this article from thehill.com. From today. Or from yesterday at like 7 o'clock at night. So we roll it over today. From thehill.com, Democrats worry Biden is playing it too safe. Democrats are growing increasingly worried that nominee Joe Biden is playing it safe with 50 days to go before the election. They are specifically worried as President Trump campaign and is reaching millions of voters through in-person door-knocking events and big rallies held in defiance of coronavirus restrictions. The Biden campaign is relying on, this is a very cute way to put it, digital organizing and phone outreach. And ex-Obama aides also grumbled privately following the Saturday Zoom call, which had been aimed specifically at getting Obama alumni active. After the call, one former Obama aide said that if Biden loses a close election, analysts will look back on the field operations the same way they look back at Hillary Clinton's decision not to visit Wisconsin back in 2016. But even if he goes, let me just put it this way to the people at thehill.com. Even if he goes, is he really going to inspire confidence in the electorate? I mean, we have an audio clip, I think it was from yesterday afternoon or in the morning at some point, where I would like to take, just listen. I know I'm background music for background noise for a lot of you. Stop what you're doing for a second, and I want you to listen to this 13-second clip, and I want you to figure out what Joe was saying. Maybe that'll be a new feature on the Bear Brief. What is Crazy Joe saying today? Let's take a listen to this, and if you can decipher what Joe Biden is saying, let me know at 844-527-8723.
Environmental justice, so we can turn a faucet on and drink water, breathe clean air. I'm sorry, I'm about to end, but no, live, you know, we have to live, so, I mean, we have to just give people a chance. Environmental justice, so we can turn a faucet on and drink water, breathe clean air. I'm sorry, I'm about to end, but though, live, you know, we have to live. So, I mean, we have to just give people a chance.
Yeah, you want that guy out on the road? So I actually think everybody's saying that that Kamala Harris accidentally said the quiet part out loud. I actually think that's wrong. That's right. Cutting edge analysis from the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. I think this was an outreach to Democratic voters. Like, hey, you may be voting for Biden, but really it's me. I'm going to be running the show. Okay, vote for us, because it's not going to be Joe Biden over there slurping around the pudding running the show. It's going to be me, Emoji Harris. I'm running this bad boy. I think it was absolutely 100% intentional. At this point, 50 days out, they need to make it as clear as possible that Joe is just there to just keep the seat warm for Harris. Right? He's the most electable one. He's the most quote-unquote electable one. But really, when it comes down to it, Kamala Emoji's running this. That's what's going on. And I think it's a mistake. Because, yeah, Harris is not a... She's not brilliant by any means necessary. But I don't think she's that stupid to say that. Although, I've been saying since she was picked, it's going to be her show. She's always in the front. She's always positioned ahead of Joe, in front of Joe, more prominent than Joe. She was the one picked to give the response to President Trump's his acceptance speech, even though he nuked her by going 6.5 hours long on that. She is the one out there. She is the one on the ground in all these places. The message is clear. You may be voting for Joe, for Joey B, but you're getting Harris. So I'm going to push back on the narrative that, oh, she said the quiet part out loud. She said, no, she's telling you, I'm going to be running the show. I'm going to be doing this. Okay, I am the party. I represent my views. My track record represents where the Democratic Party is and will go. Joe is just there for the people that don't watch these press conferences, for the people that this will not reach, your oblivious buffoons on both the right and the left, by the way, who will just pull the lever for the letter behind the name. That's who he's there for. The people that are taking care of this, the people who are actually watching, that's who she was speaking to yesterday. Right? So a Harris administration, together with Joe Biden, of course, they're always, well, she corrected herself. I don't think so. I think that was meant to be. I don't think it's a Freudian slip in any way, shape, or form. And yeah, she can get mocked by Twitter and people on the right, but she doesn't care because that message wasn't for us. That message was confirming what everybody was hoping, and that was Harris will be the one making the decisions, not Joe. Joe will get sworn in. Joe will have 6 months to a year so he can get his portrait and add that chapter to his quote-unquote legacy. But then he gets to retire and go back to Delaware, being a former president. And then Harris runs it. So she's fine telling you. It could also be, if you don't agree with me in that regard, you could also agree that it could be just pride. You know, Harris is full of pride. She thinks she's better than everybody else because she's a politician. So obviously she's worked harder than anybody else to get to her position in life, which we all know is not true. And she's just telling you. She's just telling you because. Right? Just because. So we got to be careful. Because we pounce on these things. And we try, oh, look how stupid they are. I don't think they're stupid. I don't think they're stupid. I think they're crafting that message and sending that message out to the base that's a little concerned that Joe Biden looks as terrible as we all assumed he would be. But there you go. That's the big news this morning. That's the big news this morning that she said, they're telling you. She said the quiet part out loud. I disagree. I actually think it was supposed to be done. That it was meant to be done.